Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wake of Corrosion, Season 4, Episode 3. An Echo Remains.
This is Chief Engineer George Gilbert of Bunker A12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Whilst life is difficult within these walls, we're aware of the hardships people still face out there in the dark. This is a message of hope to all those still living in the ashes of the United Kingdom and beyond. We are on a path of salvation. Even the most minor of victories are still worth celebrating. There is hope, survivors. There is a way forward, we're sure of it, now more than ever. Before we continue, please be advised that the content of our broadcast is not suitable for all listeners.
Before we begin today, I just wanted to share with you all something that Frankie experienced on an excursion that she undertook just a few days ago. Frankie, do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, I'll try and be as succinct as I can with it, though. So, normally when we head out, George and I, that is, we always head to the same areas. We essentially do an external loop of the bunker grounds, covering things like ventilation, the solar array, etc. A few days ago, however, we experienced a few difficulties with the backup communications array. Now, usually this wouldn't be an issue and would be relatively low down in our priorities. However, given the fact that Ryan and co. are on their way back, and life at the bunker and beyond is so fragile, we thought it best that our communication remained as consistent as possible. This particular array is a little further out than our usual one, under the assumption that if anything happens to the main array, then, well, you get it. Anyway, while I'm there, I can see where there's a section of the fence that surrounds the bunker that's been cut away. Now, this is to be expected. Even before all this chaos happened, there were people who broke into the bunker areas in the hope to get a sneak peek inside. Government funding for this project was cut short after a year or two once they realized the civil war in the US wasn't going to spread any further. And, well, The damage had already happened, so the repairs were never made. And it's not something that is exactly going to stop any of the things that are currently out there, right? Anyway, it's through that gap I see the shadows of three people. One, an adult, kind of like what Roman's shadow looked like when George caught it on our CCTV. A bit like what I imagine they've seen out in the rest of the world. And then two smaller ones, like kids, I guess. Which kind of hurts to know. Now, it probably means nothing, and we know that other than Roman, no one has ever been able to interact with these shadows. Nothing you do or say changes their repetitive actions. It's like they're stuck in a loop. But I wanted to do something. Anything. It hurt to watch. It was so difficult to watch these shadow people, and so odd to see more than one in the same place. Ones that seemed to be interacting with each other as well. From what I could tell, one shadow would crawl through a gap in the chain link fence. Seemingly it would pull at their clothes and cut their skin, but they're determined and they keep going. Then, once they're through, they turn back to the fence, kneel. From what I can tell from their mimed actions, they grip the links tightly and pull back the fence with one hand whilst reaching out with the other to the two smaller, much more hesitant shadows. The smaller of the shadow kids, most certainly a younger child, takes a tentative step forward, followed by a panicked look behind until finally taking another quicker lunge forward toward the outstretched hand. And that's when it ends. When the loop resets. The hands never quite meet, and they start their story again.
Jeez, that's horrible. What do you think happened to them?
I've got no idea, Jess, but by the third time I saw it loop, I just had to leave it. The more I watched, the more attached I grew to them. The more I read into this little snapshot of their lives. It made me think of my mom and what she might have done for me in the same situation.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It was years ago. She was a soldier, just one of hundreds of thousands, I guess. I nearly didn't make it out myself. I knew so many others who...
Frankie, it's okay. You don't have to.
I was lucky. I should remember that.
No, you shouldn't have to think like that. And that doesn't make it any less painful. I'm just glad you're with us now.
get through to Ryan yet?
Oh, yeah. One sec. Ryan, are you still there? Damn it. He said he'd be waiting. Ryan?
Just leave it on, all right? Shove it in your bag or something. I don't care.
Jesus Christ, Ryan. Do we need to get out or what? What can you see?
My God. There's so many of them. I've never seen so...
Ryan, come back to us. What is it?
Sorry, I can just see an ocean of creatures and shadows and... God, there's almost too much to explain.
Enough of this. I'm getting in the front. Ryan, stop looking at it. Them. Whatever. Just focus on something else, all right?
But...
Just do it. Fuck. All right. We're not going any further down this road, that's for sure. You're waiting for an explanation, aren't you? Kids, cover your ears. There's hundreds of them, those creatures. Maybe more. It's hard to tell. They're all meandering around like animals that have just been let out of the zoo. It's hard to even tell some of them apart. Where one starts and another begins. Ryan, it's not your fault that you struggled to describe this. Not by a long shot.
Claire, do you want me to come up front with you?
No, it's all good. Look, even if these creatures weren't there, there's no chance we could go this way. The whole landscape is completely messed up. There's crumbling buildings in one section, overgrown with plant life, then perfectly intact-looking ones next to them.
Just like what Roman and I saw when we left the forest.
I don't recall you mentioning floating pieces of land and that weird mold over everything, though, Elliot. This is far worse.
Shit. Oh, language. Sorry. Sorry.
Looks like it takes up the entire section of this town, maybe more. It's like all three worlds have collided here. What the hell is going on?
We're on the M6 still, right?
Yeah.
It was not like this when we traveled this way before.
He's right. It's not at all how it was. We drove this way the day before last.
Jesus, what was she holding back?
Excuse me?
Naya, didn't you ever get that feeling from her? That she was holding something back? Not about herself, but something worse than what was out there. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just always felt like Naya could have caused so much more destruction if she'd have wanted to. But she had a way of doing things, a way that seemed largely about getting her own way without the need for physical intervention. Coercion, rather than dominance. I always got the impression it would be her last resort.
You think she was holding all this back? Stopping the spread of this stuff and the converging of worlds from taking over everywhere?
Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to say amongst all this.
And I'm to blame.
No, Claire. You saved us.
But I didn't need to go as far as
you did what you had to do. You told me so yourself. You said it couldn't have been done any other way. I don't think things were ever going to get better with her around.
He's right. But there's still the problem of someone taking her place. Amara, maybe?
She's even more deranged than Naya is. I was hoping the chaos in the school with all of those creatures would end most of the order.
Possibly. Amara wasn't quite there with mastering the words to control them, so there's some hope in that?
You're kidding, right? I think while you were picking up on Naya's secrets, I was catching on to Amara's. She absolutely has mastered the words. She's even mastered some of the ones that can affect us. Like what Naya used to choke Elliot.
Fuck. Sorry.
I don't know why she was hiding it from Naya, but she was. I debated telling Naya, hoping I could get on her good side, but I didn't want to draw any unwanted attention to myself. It was always hard to know what I should and shouldn't be thinking when the ash didn't have an effect on me. I've seen her, Amara that is, talking to nothing in the corridors late at night, whispering things to the walls. She's either lost her mind completely or...
Or there was something there that you couldn't see.
Which, unfortunately, is far more likely.
Do you really think that Amara could have survived what happened, though? That anyone could have?
Well, we did.
Listen, listen. There's no point in us dwelling on it too long. Either they did or they didn't, and if they're coming for us, then, well, they are, and there's nothing we can do about it. Sorry to be so defeatist, but I just think in this world of absolute zero certainty, we have to deal with what we can see first and then everything else afterwards. And what we can see right now, well, you know what it is.
So, what's the plan? We've got no Roman to clear all those creatures, and we've definitely not got enough fuel to start taking detours.
We'll just have to scavenge for it. Siphon some along the way. There's no other option. And if it comes to it, we'll walk. Come on, Ryan. I'll drive for a bit.
Are you guys gonna be okay?
I forgot that thing was on.
Yeah, hey, Jess. I'm guessing you caught all that.
Loud and clear, Elliot. Is there anything we can do?
Not from there, no. Not unless you can get in touch with Roman through the rift in the bunker.
Frankie?
I'll have a word with George and get back to you on that one, Elliot. We've not seen his shadow or heard from him since everything went on at the school, though. We'll do our best for you.
Thanks. We'll keep our heads down and make as much headway as we can. We're taking the driving in shifts, so as long as there's some fuel we can steal from somewhere, then we can keep going and we should be back before the end of the day. So long as the roads are clear as well, obviously. There's no telling how many other places have become like the one we can see from here. We're all safe at the moment, though, and that's what matters. Once we're back at A12, we can start thinking of our next steps. A way out of this.
Okay then, we'll leave you to it for now.
Alright. Speak to you soon.
It'll be going dark by the time they get here.
I know. Hopefully, if they can tell us when they're near though, you and George could head out with some floodlights or something. Right?
It'll bring in a lot of unwanted attention though, Jess. Although no more than a van driving down towards us, I suppose.
Well, I think we're just gonna have to hedge our bets with that thing in the woods, Frankie. Who knows? Maybe it's moved on by now.
Given that the brothers saw it a few months ago and Claire saw it a few weeks or so ago, I don't know.
We can always hope.
Is that them again already?
Hello?
See? I told you that would work. Come in. Over. Is this Bunker A12?
I recognize that voice. Affirmative. This is Bunker A12. Jess Krause speaking. Who exactly is this?
My name is Oliver. I'm with my partner Lauren. We spoke to Ryan a few days ago. I think that's why you know my voice.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember you.
We're not interrupting, are we?
No. Are you both all right?
We're on our way to A12, but we found this solar radio on the way and thought we'd get in touch with you guys. We wanted to make sure that the route to you was safe before we headed on the last bit of our journey. You said something about the woods around it. Is there something in there?
Yeah. Well, maybe. When Claire left, she seemed to think so, and we have no reason not to believe her.
We've not seen anything on our external inspections, though.
You don't go into the woods, though, do you?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean for that to come across as rude. It's just that Lauren and I like to know what we're up against. It took long enough for us to muster the courage to leave our hideout, but after what Ryan has been through to get to Aliot and, well, us realising that perhaps A12 is a little safer now that Roman can do what he does, we thought perhaps heading to you guys might be a good idea.
It is. It really is. Our doors are open to everyone. Always.
That's not the only reason, though, is it all? Let's be honest with them.
No, it's not. You're right. And it worries me even more hearing what we just heard on the broadcast. So, we didn't exactly leave where we were hidden by choice. You'll have to forgive me. This only happened a few hours ago and it's still quite difficult to process. Before I start, though, we're both all right. We're just waiting for the storm to pass and then we're going to carry on our way.
Take your time. You don't have to share with us right now if you don't want to.
No, I want to, if that's all right at least. Everything is so uncertain and, well, I'll be honest, we've both been a bit worried we'll even make it to the bunker.
Well, listen, our door is open to you both and we'll happily hear your story, if you want to share.
So, like I said, it was a few hours ago now. I'm sure it won't surprise you that it was around the same sort of time that everything kicked off at the school. That Naya was, well, yeah, we were listening to the broadcast at the time. Transfixed, weren't we, Lauren?
Yeah, it was awful.
Then, when Claire did what she did, we started to hear some commotion on the street down below. I raced over to the window and peeked out to see what was going on. The building we were in had a really good view of the road below, and I know for a fact that you can barely see up into them from down there. Suffice to say, we had a safe view of everything that passed through that area. It was how we saw Ryan initially, but also how we saw a lot of other things. Things we definitely didn't want seeing us. Sorry, I'm going off on one here. So I checked the street, and right where that building had collapsed, the one I told Ryan about, there was a portal, rift, whatever you call them, and all the rubble around it must have fallen into it. I figured that was the noise I heard initially. But as I watched this, like, menagerie of horrific things starts pouring out of it. And, like, I've seen a fair few of these things since this all began, and I genuinely consider myself lucky my mind has somehow stayed intact, because, seriously, I can't begin to understand how some of these creatures function, let alone exist. After 30 seconds, there's easily a good 10 or 20 of these things, and finally a swarm of them comes flooding out of it, and I don't mean a swarm as in, like, a swarm of bees. I'm talking end of days biblical level mosquito plague. Except they're not mosquitoes. They're like these bulbous yellow pods that look like grotesque and large spots or something. And they've all got these sharp looking appendages hanging from the bottom of them. I've got no fucking idea how they were flying, but they spiraled around and around out of the portal, swarmed around a couple of the smaller creatures, and from what I could tell, obliterated them without hesitation or reason. They didn't seem to bother with the others and just kept spreading out and around the area, sticking low and overflowing into some of the still standing buildings in the area. It made my skin crawl, seeing them infest everything. The worst bit was, and I kind of do and don't wish I had this recorded so I could share it with you, I swear they were all whispering something. Or a whispering just followed them around. But it certainly started when they came through and followed around wherever they spread. Honestly, it was deeply unsettling.
I swear I can still hear it sometimes, you know? It really got into my head, like when you smell something horrible and it follows you around until you forget about it. Except, well, I can't see myself forgetting about this. Forgetting about that whispering. So close to being words, but not quite. Like a robot that tried to piece together language and it thought that the words communicated ideas, not the actual order of them. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I'm having a really hard time shaking it. I think it's a good job that we don't have it recorded all, for everyone's sake. I wouldn't want anyone feeling this way.
I think we've heard it before. The whispering. Were you listening when Ryan first met Elliot?
No, we missed that bit. I think we were out on a supply run or something. We'd run out of fresh water, if I remember correctly.
Well, whatever you encountered sounds similar to what they encountered, and the whispering was most definitely uncomfortable. Although Elliot did manage to stop them quite quickly. I worry that it could have some sort of lasting effect if you listen to it too long.
I bloody hope not. Although, that is part of the reason why we decided to get out of there pretty sharpish. There were nowhere near as many of the things coming through the rift once that swarm had finished pouring through. I did hear the odd call of a different thing afterwards, which I can only assume was another creature announcing its presence. Not to mention the yellow pustule-like growths that started appearing on buildings in the area, including ours. Suffice to say, we left before it threatened to get any worse. I had no doubt it was only a matter of time until they found us up there. All those things no doubt hatched into some hungry nightmare.
Needless to say, none of it was a risk we were going to take. So, all in all, that's why we're on our way to you. Just this last little bit to go now. I'm not feeling overly confident about heading through those woods. But, well, Ryan and Claire, they got through all right, so...
Well, we'll do our best to keep a lookout and make sure it's as safe as it can be.
Thanks, Jess. We appreciate that a lot.
All right. I suppose that's it then. We'll keep this radio with us and get in touch if anything changes. But all being well, we'll see you soon.
Good luck, you guys. I suppose now would be the best time to heed Ryan's warnings.
Don't wander in the dark. We never do.
You know, it worries me sometimes. It worries me that more people haven't ended up here.
But, Frankie, we've got so many people in the bunker. I mean, we had more at one point, but...
No, I don't mean that. I mean more people like Al and Lauren. It makes me worried for how few people are actually out there.
Or perhaps how many have actually joined the Order.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me wonder who we're trying to stop all this for. You know?
Us, Frankie. Everyone here. Even if this was all just so that one sane person could survive, if one person had the opportunity to live in a world without fear of being stalked by nightmare creatures from what seems to be another world, it would all be worth it.
I hope so, Jess. I really hope so.
We got this, okay? We got this. Survivors, we'll leave it there for today. From all of us here at Bunker A12, don't wander in the dark. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more news and updates, follow us on social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early. Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington and is part of the Rusty Quill Network, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Brianne Leeson as Claire, Phil Jankowskis as George, David Alt as Sebastian, Jess Syrett as Frankie, Adele Cliff as Jess, Nath Barber as Ol, Sarah Turner as Lauren. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5 Antechamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radiostatic effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
As always, here's a shout out to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped make this show what it is today. AI Munagatari, James, Andrew, David, Mandy, Tatiana, Randy, Sai, MechG, Karen, Eileen, Christy, Martina, KM, Paul, and Twiglets. Thank you all so much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.